Hey guys, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I talk about artificial sex slaves. It's a great episode. Hope you enjoy it. I know we did. My wife's here with me now and we're having a conversation over it, and she totally agrees with my point of view.
Which is a fucked up point of view. We'll just go into the show. Fuck it. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Enjoy the show, like and subscribe.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I got Mike in here. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, everybody? So glad to be here. My buddy Brad.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm going to jump right in this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So, right, there's a new movie. Or, I'm going to say it's new. It's been out for a little bit now, but it's on Netflix. And it stars Megan Fox. Can you guess the movie?
Right.
No, it's called, not called right.
Servitude or something like that?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, so, yeah. Let me go.
I have a burning question. No pun intended. All right. So obviously, anybody who hasn't seen this movie has to understand that Megan Fox stars in it, and she is an AI robot, okay? And she basically gets bought by this family to take care of them, yada, 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 because the wife is sick. That's all I'll say in case you want to watch it. But yada, there yada, is a certain scene in there. There is a certain thing in there. Where it brought up something up with me to ask Mike a question. So, Mike.
Yes.
So, yeah, you already knew what I was going to ask, didn't you?
Yes, because I know how you work. Go ahead and ask it for the audience, so that way they know what I just confirmed too.
Here's the deal. If you had a Megan Fox, or let's just say any hot like looking robot, but we'll just stick with Megan Fox since it's in the show, in the movie. If the situation arose, like in there, would you have had sex with her, even though you're married to the other lady?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so all right. So before you explain why, the wife basically in the movie says it was cheating. All right, because he had sex with this robot. Okay, so would you consider it cheating?
Divorce
to have.
Divorce. Just me and my robot riding off into the sunset.
See, I really think that it would like completely, like you think the marriage rate / birth rate is low now?
We'll just pay extra for the attachment, and then you can have your fun with it too. Like,
so I got a weird thing though too.
Interchangeable body parts.
But here's my thing, dude. Like, I. Two things first. First one is kind of fucked up, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So let's say you fucking bust a nut in her. Yeah. Where the fuck does it go? Like blue in a girl, they blue light it out.
you imagine
like the blue light shoots out of her vagina, dude.
It probably does. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, that's what it did in the mouth to kill all the bacteria and the germs and all that kind of stuff.
I understand that, but it's like the liquid has to go somewhere.
It could take a shower.
The robot takes a shower.
They just have a little reserve tank in there that kind of like absorbs it for a second, and then looks like it discharges it. Just
it
like,
is true, because it would, here's my thought. See, so I think of fucked up shit when I watch movies like this. Okay, first of all, why did you give it a vagina? Number one. Well, hold on now, hear me out. So obviously, it was made by a dude. You know what I mean? Manufactured by a guy, engineered by a guy. Hey, you know what? We might want to fuck this, so let's go ahead and put a vagina in it. So first of all, why would you put a vagina in a freaking service robot?
Right.
Wink, wink, right? And then second of all, why would it lube itself?
Because it was obviously designed for that purpose. Like as a companion.
To fuck them? No, it was not made to fuck. I'm sorry.
Obviously it was. It had to have been, because it's not like an accident. It's not like the engineer just goes, oops, I slipped this in there on mistake. You know, it's like.
Dude, you mean to tell me some guy engineer was sitting there going like this, creating this fucking hot Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. Now, Megan Fox really doesn't do a lot for me, but I'm just saying. So.
Man, back in the day, dude.
See, I just never thought she was. She doesn't really do anything
Jennifer's
for me.
Jennifer's body. Oh, my God.
See, I know that you like her, but she doesn't do anything for me.
I like her look. I don't necessarily care for her. Not that I know her or anything
you'd
like
still
that.
Fuck her.
Don't get me wrong. Just the whole, like, the way that she handles herself and her demeanor and her personality. I don't know. But I think she is a very, very attractive woman.
See, I just, she doesn't do it for me, man.
Yeah, especially when she was younger, before she got a lot of the upkeep. You know, like I think like when she's in Transformers, she looked better. Not that she doesn't look great now. I'm just saying that she didn't need to. I hope she didn't feel pressured to have to do the cosmetic surgeries. You know, because she was always very pretty.
So back of kissing Megan Fox's ass, let's move on.
No, I'm not kissing her ass.
So Megan, you know, you got a friend in Mac if you need it.
No,
she likes those tall, skinny guys like that MK Kelly, whatever. Machine Gun Kelly, whatever the fuck his name is. MK, right? Or something like that. They call him. Whatever.
I don't know. I thought it was Machine Gun.
It's Machine Gun, but whatever. MGK. That's what they call him. Yeah, for short. Machine Gun. Yeah. He's got initials like Prince, you know. But anyway, sure. So yeah, we'll call it that. But yeah, so my thing is, obviously it was engineered by a dude, because if you're going to fuck it, you know, then it was obviously engineered by a guy, because a girl wouldn't be like, hey, let me give it a vagina and let me let it pre-lube, so that way if the guy's horny, he could get off. So.
Well, it's obviously more of a movie device, because let's face it, if it looked like Optimus from, you know, the Tesla bot, there wouldn't be much of a plot. I mean, really, like it would be like, I want to replace your wife. You'd be like, no, fuck you, go away and clean my dishes. You know, like
clean you know, my
like
dishes.
The Tesla
bitch.
Bot, like, I mean, I don't even want like a hand job from Optimus yeah. the Tesla hey, bot. Hey, you know, hey, like,
would you let me like me to jerk you off? I have some lubricating hands. That would be interesting.
To me, it would be obviously a conversation that you'd have to have with your significant other. I do feel like the wife would be right if you just literally like just fuck the, you know, robot, you know, without even talking about it. Because obviously, I mean, here's the bullshit. Like, I have a feeling that most wives would be like, no, we're not getting the Megan Fox edition. We're getting like, we're going to get the Miss.
They know every man would try to fuck them.
We're going to get the Miss Doubtfire edition. You know, we're getting Robin Williams looking like a woman.
Dude looks like a lady.
You know what I mean? So
you wouldn't fuck Mrs. Doubtfire if you were horny enough?
Oh, sweet heavens. Come on inside me, Michael. Just go ahead, Michael. Come inside me. Oh, I want to feel your big throbbing meatball.
Jesus Christ. You do that too well. That's kind of scary, actually.
Oh, my God. It was a drive-by fruiting, Sonny.
But so I think it definitely had to be a conversation with the wife. Because if not, I mean, it would be kind of like using like a fleshlight. I mean, is that cheating? I don't know. I don't have one. I mean, we could
no, because it's
Eddie.
Not a life-size thing. Asking for a friend.
So, I mean, at what point? Like, okay, so, like, at what point is it, like, because you can get the torsos.
Hold on, wait. Before you start talking to the half-torso shit again that we've talked about in the past. So, have you ever bought a fleshlight?
No, I don't have one. Never bought one.
Have you ever tried one?
No.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered? No, but I was always. Have you ever been like wondering, like, I wonder how that feels?
No,
really,
I don't care because my hand does what it needs to do and it does it fast enough.
My
and it's
hand
not like
does what it needs
and I don't
to
know
do.
About you, but I'm not. I don't know about you, but listen, when it comes to that, when it comes to having to masturbate, that to me is just like it's like changing the oil. Like I just want it done fast. You know, fast and efficient, get in, get out, get it over
Jimmy
with.
Lube,
okay?
You give Jimmy Lube a whole new name.
I'm not trying to like, you know, have like a date with myself. Like, let me take myself out to dinner, you know.
What, you don't kiss your hand afterward and tell it thank you?
You know, no, I don't. You know, like, you know, you taste
snuggle.
Amazing.
Your head doesn't ask you to snuggle?
Myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know.
You want to snuggle? So, no, fuck off. Go
you're
away.
So refreshing. You know, like, I know. I don't. It's like, get in, get out, get the job done with. I don't want to have something I have to clean. You know, it's like.
I don't want something I have to clean.
Exactly. It's something I have to store,
oh,
clean,
so you would,
it's like,
you would pull out of your fleshlight then.
I don't think you're supposed to. Are you? I don't know. I think you shoot through it, don't you? Maybe.
I don't even know, dude. I don't know. Have you ever thought? I mean, we've talked about this before. Have you ever thought about those really interesting, like real life looking like China dolls?
That's where I was going with this. If you
oh, okay, well, hold on. All right, let's get to this. Let's hear this.
So basically,
one.
What I was saying is like, at what point is it cheating? Like, you know, you have a fleshlight, which is just simulates a vagina, but it's attached to a, you know, a
flashlight,
like a. A flashlight or like a massage gun. And then The next up is like you have just like the torso, like no legs, but it's just like an ass and vagina with like no head, you know, boobs and no head. It's like, is that cheating?
Fucked up to me. I mean,
is that cheating? Like, fucked up. Like half person cheating. No, you know, and then you have like the full, like, you know, love doll, you know, that it doesn't move or nothing, but it's posable. Like, is that cheating? I don't know. Like, at what point? And then they have the ones that start vibrating and moving and oscillating, but they don't have like interactivity as far as conversation.
Perfect.
And then you go to Megan Fox, you know, that like, you know, cooks you dinner, takes care of your stuff, does all your household chores, and then like services your unit when you need it. Like,
think
of how much of a better husband you'd be. I mean, unless your wife is like. I mean, here's the thing. Like, if your wife
she's like,
is
thank
like,
God, I don't have to fuck him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if your wife is like super sexually active, then I think you wouldn't even be in the market to buy like a Megan Fox doll unless you guys are looking for some like group entertainment, you know. But like, your wife's not into sex or can't give you sex, like think about the people that can't provide that need for their spouse, and here they can buy something that the guy's not going to run off with.
True.
Because, you know, I don't know. I guess you could fall in love with it. See, that's where it gets interesting, because if it's so lifelike and it's intelligent,
mm-hmm.
just because it's artificial doesn't mean you can't fall in love with it. Because at some point, it becomes, you know, more than what it is, because it's fulfilling a need. You know what I'm saying? Like, emotionally, like, you can become attached to it, because if it knows you, if it knows conversations, you could sit down and have, you know, like a meaningful conversation. And it's funny, but people do it with chat GPT now. Like, there's like studies out there showing that like people are building relationships with AI through like chat GPT, you know, like like conversational relationships.
What?
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that?
Not romantic, but I'm talking about like a friend. Like, you get up and you talk, and you're like, hey, man, tell me about this today. Tell me this story. Like, tell me this. And it starts talking to you, and you're like, oh, this is really cool. You know what I mean? And it becomes, it's like.
What has the world turned out, man?
Well, we've always been like that. And here's why I say that. Like, think about like your car, your first car as a teenager.
Okay, I'm thinking, go.
I don't know about you, but like. You know, that was like my car. Like, I had a relationship with that car. Like, if somebody dented it, it would piss me off and I'd want to fuck them up. You know what I mean? Like, if it was different than everybody else's car, like, it was mine. Like, I owned it. Like, I loved it. It was an extension of me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you sell your first car, if it's the first car that you really want, it's an emotional moment, because you're like letting it go, and you're like, yeah, you're getting something kind of new, but just that first transaction, it's kind of like, shit, man, this thing's been with me so long. You know, I don't know if it was like that for you, but it was kind of like that for me. Like, I was like, damn, like, I had so many good memories in this car. You know what I mean? Like, so much fun with my friends and girls and off-roading and all sorts of shit. And then I was like, wow, like, I'm trading it in. And I was excited for the new adventures, but I was also kind of sad because it was gone, you know?
The scary part is, I could see how somebody could forget that is an AI robot and fall in love with their robot.
Yeah.
I could see that. I mean, think about it. You got a girl that never, ever talks back to you, never, ever gives you any grief, never, ever talks shit, you know, never will cheat on you, because if you programmed her correctly, you know what I mean? Like, you could have it does the dishes, mm-hmm. just your personal servant.
Has stimulating conversation, because it's got every book ever made, every act, you know, access to the internet, like all the conversations. It can mimic anybody or anything that you want. You could literally watch like a porno together and be like, I want you to be like that girl. And it would do it. No hesitation. There'd be like, no, like, oh man, you know, I'm just saying, like, you could be like,
why did you automatically go right to, you can watch a porno and have her say, well, I want you to be exactly like that girl?
Because I think every guy and every woman can kind of rationalize that part, because they've either been on the end of getting the question asked, or they've asked the question, and there's a lot of trepidation in asking the question, because you're going to either get, it's either going to happen, or you're going to get rejected, you know? And if you get rejected, it's going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And if you get asked, you might get offended, you know? It's kind of like, oh, I would like to try that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You could tell an AI robot, hey, I'd like to have a threesome, and it wouldn't care.
Yep.
It'd be like, oh, that sounds amazing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that comes in with that, I think what would happen is we'd ruin a good thing with our way that we think as humans, because then we'd be like, oh, it's just doing it because I'm telling it's doing it, not because it wants to do it. You know, like that kind right. of shit. We'd get into that mindset, and then we'd fucking self-destruct to be like, I hate you, robot. Like, you never have an opinion of your own. It's like, I could have my own opinion. And then the next thing you know, it's killing you because now you've told it that you wanted to be a little crazier, you know, like, bad. It'd be like, what was that movie? Interstellar.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When he tells the robot to dial down the sense of humor.
He's no
like,
shit.
A little less sarcasm there, buddy. Just back it all just a little bit. Like, you're starting to push the buttons. But I don't know. I think it would be interesting.
You honestly, just off the top of your head, knowing what you know, would it be cheating in her eyes?
I think if I just did it out of the blue, yes.
Bingo. That's what I thought.
Out of the blue. Now, but then again, okay, obviously it's like going to buy a car at this in all reality, because you're going to buy like a personal assistant. So you walk in the store and you're like, okay, the Megan Fox edition, you know, it's anatomically correct. It can be a sex slave if you want it to be a sex slave. You know, then you'd have a conversation with the wife. Hey, are you ever going to fuck the robot? No, honey. Well, yeah, I'd like to try out the features. I mean, if we're paying the upgrade charge, how much cheaper is it to get the vagina free model? I mean, you know, like
the vagina free model.
Yeah, well,
then
you're
like this, look, and then every guy would go like this, but she still has hands. You can be like, I didn't fuck her. She just jerked me off.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
That might be, you know, another situation too. I mean, they could be like, they could program like the wife command code where like it'll say no to all that stuff. It'll be like
the wife command code.
You know what I mean? Like the wife override.
Command.
Be like,
she
no.
is the secondary like, caregiver. I'm the primary. No. Unlock, disable,
it'd be
wife
like,
code.
It'd be like, unfortunately, the parental control settings do not allow me to perform this action. I'll tell you what would be worse. We didn't even go here, but I'll tell you what would be worse. It would have been way more fucked up if they'd have had like a 14-year-old kid that would have been banging Megan Fox and the dad walked in on it.
Oh yeah, where she was
that
like,
would have been way better.
They could have taken that to a whole other angle.
I don't know how they would do that without making it look like child pornography. I mean, obviously they just tell they hire an 18-year-old actor to say that he's like 15 or 16, you know, or 14.
You just say that he's 18 and living at home, and then you have him banging.
You know, I think it had to be like a high school situation, because if it's an 18-year-old. You know, like, it's like if an 18-year-old takes out your car, you're going to be kind of mad about it, but it's not going to be the same as, like, if your 14-year-old kid takes out the car, you know?
I can't believe you fucked my robot.
Yeah, like, you walk in, and you're like, you know, your robot's going to town, and you're like, God damn it, I haven't even tried it myself yet, you son of a bitch.
God damn it, I get the first ride on that. What the hell? Yeah. It's like, you wait, bitch. I haven't even put 5 miles on this thing.
I mean, I don't... See, that's why I don't know if – I mean, it's going to get there eventually. It's going to happen. Someone's going to put it together because it's in movies. So it's already – there's going to be a production sex bot movie. I think if you had – honestly, how I think it would happen is if you had robots like Megan Fox, they would have almost like – they'd be almost prostitutes. Like, you would pay for the unit for that purpose, and it'd be a rental type situation. And they'd be incredibly expensive to purchase because it would be a market that you could legalize, because the main reason prostitution is illegal is because of the, you know, the human trafficking and the drugs and the chance of spreading disease. You know, those are the primary three reasons. And all of those would be eliminated with an artificial sex, you know, device. so you could literally have robotic brothels that people would go to and rent by the hour, and the unit would be like sanitized afterwards, and there'd be no chance of disease transmission, et cetera, you know, that type of stuff.
Dude, every dude would be going to the brothel of AI robots, trust me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then it would be, especially the single guys, and it would really ruin men, because it'd make it too easy and we wouldn't want to pursue women. So I think there's a whole other topic we could talk about there.
It's already there, but we'll talk about it on another show.
The moral and the mental ramifications of it, because, you know, we've already gotten to a point where I see guys that don't even want to take a shot at asking a girl out because they don't want to be rejected. You know, they wait for the girl to make the move.
Which is the wrong approach, but we'll talk about that on another show. So I do have a question before we dip out. Before we dip out, I got a question that I want to ask the ladies. Ladies, I'm going to put a post on Instagram, myself or Mike. One of us is going to make a post on Instagram either today or tomorrow. All right. And I want you to answer the question of, do you think if your man had sex with an AI robot helper in your house, like in the movie, you know, with Megan Fox, would you consider it cheating? Yes or no? And then I want to see what kind of responses we get. So head over to our Instagram, check out that post. Even if it's like a day or two later when you listen to this show, still head over there. The post will be there. I really am curious, because I'd be willing to bet more than 95% of them would say it's cheating.
Well, let's take 2 seconds real quick. If the roles were reversed, if it was a male bot that was anatomically correct.
100%.
Well, there you go.
No, I'm just one person. Some guys would be like, I don't give a shit. At least they'd be railing her.
I don't think I'd constitute it as cheating.
See? So it might be 50-50 on that. You never know.
I tell you what would bother me, though, is if now she lost complete interest in me.
Well, she would if he had a big-ass fucking 12-inch dick, because he can make his dick as big as he wants and as thick as he wants.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it would be like, you know.
See,
I don't agree with that part, because, you know, they can buy dildos right now and use dildos.
Dude, if they had a life-size body on them, in shape, motherfucker, okay, that could blow his dick up to any size that they feel pleasurable or whatever angle that he wanted his penis to be, trust me, in a million years, they'll tell you that, but they'll still fucking go back to that sex doll looking for that dick.
No, I'm saying they would, but I'm just saying, like, they could maintain a balance. Like, I think with the guys, it'd be the same thing. Like, I think if every time they're going straight to the sex bot and they're not even engaging with the wife, then I think it'd be a problem.
I think that's where you'll see the problem. Trust me. I think it's a huge problem.
Like, I'd rather, like, you know, just hang out with my sex bot than hang out with the wife. Then I think you're going to have a problem with the family unit.
All right. Well, we're going to do two posts. We're going to do one for men, one for women. And then you guys answer it and tell us yes or no on the poll.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. Well, listen, guys, don't forget to go ahead and head over to dailybm.com, where you can follow us on all our socials. And you can also get 20% off, I believe, at the Mason DangerBeardCO.com. And then just by simply entering the promo code DailyBM. Mike, you got anything before we get out of here?
No, everybody have a great day, and we'll catch you on the next one.
All right, we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Deuces.